Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Somebody just got in the car and went, what's the random shoe size thing about? It's about a story.
And now it doesn't seem as big, does it?
World record holder for the biggest feet.
Shaq, Andrew told me this. Shaq is 22.
Yeah.
So, and if you've ever seen the comparison of his feet, like, it's massive. So to think of like 26, 27, that's insane.
I know. What's your story today, Kevin?
So dugout celebrations have really advanced over the last year or two in Major League Baseball. I don't know if you've noticed this. I mean, even the White Sox last year had something. It was kind of like it was almost like a mobster jacket they would put on. It was a fan giveaway, and they head into the dugout. We've seen like home run chains, things like that. What else? The Angels have a samurai warrior helmet that they put on in the dugout after they hit a home run. The Twins last year, in a nod to Minnesota and all the lakes, they had a like a fishing vest and a toy fishing pole that they would bring out in the dugout when they hit a home run. So the celebrations have really kind of they've grown over the past couple of years. The players like to have fun in the dugouts. They've introduced some stuff into their own dugouts. And this year, the Minnesota Twins have been rolling with a summer sausage. Have you guys seen this at all?
No.
Okay, so the Minnesota Twins, who have won their last 8 games, including a victory over the White Sox last night, swept the White Sox last week. The Twins, this was on Thursday, they were down 2-0 to the White Sox in the 6th inning. The Twins hitting coach all of a sudden brought out a Cloverdale Foods tangy summer sausage into the dugout. And right after that, they hit back-to-back home runs. Ever since, they've kept the summer sausage in the dugout. They haven't lost a game, and their offense has exploded. So whatever works, right? And apparently it's a summer sausage for the Minnesota Twins. So if you're watching the Sox game tonight, there's a chance you might see a summer sausage in the Minnesota Twins dugout.
And it's the same summer sausage?
It's the same Cloverdale Foods tangy summer sausage, Mary. They keep it in a big Ziploc bag, and they bring it into the dugout during games. Some of the players will touch the summer sausage for some good luck.
Isn't that kind of stealing the Brewers sausage race?
Just a race. This is an actual summer sausage. I mean, at some point, if somebody wanted, they could, you know, cut a piece of the summer sausage and eat it in the dugout. But they've been traveling with this apparently in a Ziploc bag shoved into a shoe for whatever
reason.
Wouldn't
it be kept chilled? It's probably a little
expired.
No,
it's a summer sausage. That's the whole point. You don't have to refrigerate a summer sausage.
Is it going
to
last till the summer, you
think? It's a summer sausage, Mary. They last a long time. That's why it's a summer sausage. And they don't need to keep
it refrigerated. Well, better last till the fall with the October if they want it to.
I think it'll make it through the summer.
Or the playoffs.
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, so did you guys hear there's going to be a prequel to The Lion King?
I did hear this.
Yeah, Mufasa, The Lion King, and that will debut December 20th. And there's a new star joining the cast as one of the daughters of King Simba. I don't know who King Simba is. Queen Nala. Well, we know who Nala is. Nala is Beyonce. So guess who would be playing her daughter?
Her daughter, probably.
Her daughter, Blue Ivy. Cool. I don't know. How old is Blue Ivy?
11 or 12.
Oh, yeah. So, how'd she get that gig, I wonder? You know? So here she is.
Same way a lot of Chicago politicians get their gig.
So I'm excited. Seth Rogen's coming back as Pumbaa, and Donald Glover is Simba. Beyonce is once again playing Nala, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing the music.
Cool. Yeah. What's your story, Lauren?
Well, I know you guys are all excited. Last week, I did this story about the fascination with the Palatine snow pile. We were talking about how it still hasn't melted. Well, that's changed. It has officially melted. So we were talking about how the Facebook group that's dedicated to this has a lot of very poetic posts about it. And someone got very poetic when mentioning that the snow pile had melted. I should also say they shared a picture of a bouquet of roses next to the melted pile. You know, obviously not there. They had a framed picture of the snow pile next to it as well. But of course, I have to read what they wrote in this Facebook post, so we know what that means.
Oh, she's going to play music.
In downtown Palatine, there stood a testament to tenacity, a snow pile that defied the thawing warmth of spring. What began as the mundane brought forth from plows evolved into a symbol of resilience. as the entropy of life continues to unfold around us. The steadfastness of the Palatine snowpile became a shared experience. May the collective embrace of its perseverance remain with us.
Oh, and the timing
was trailer.
Perfect on the read.
That is a trailer movie.
Oh, gosh. I love people.
So, Kevin, like we learned about this from Lauren last week about this Palatine snow pile. You grew up in that area. Do you know anything about it?
Well, I didn't grow up that close to Palatine, but it's isn't this a yearly thing, Lauren?
Yeah.
This has happened before, right?
Yeah, for whatever reason, that area where they always kind of plow the snow, it takes forever for the pile that gets put there to melt.
Yeah, it's by Dirty Nellie's, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to ask Ryan Burrow about it because he lives in Palatine.
That's his hood. That's his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's funny. And you're following that Facebook group, Lauren.
Well, every so often I have to look, but, you know, I have to give credit to WGN-TV. They're the ones that noticed that it had melted. So I was like, oh, look at the timing.
Her news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Leland Vitter will jump in, and you're always invited to be a part of the show. 312-981-7200.